With Lent now underway, you can bet New Orleans has its mind on seafood. Some of it grilled, plenty of it boiled, and tons of it fried. It's the old reliable, the dependable bestseller. But around town, at a string of restaurants, there's a type of dish that can push some of the same buttons in a whole different way, taking the appeal of fried seafood and adding a zap of Far East flavor. These dishes turn up under different names at some Vietnamese restaurants and some Chinese restaurants, particularly those focused on regional Chinese cuisine rather than American Chinese food. A good place to start is the Gretna restaurant Kim Sun, where the dishes are practically hidden underneath an epic menu misnomer. Here they're called salt-baked seafood. And yet, they're not baked, and they're not especially salty. Instead, they're fried. Twice fried, in fact. Here's the technique. First they're deep fried, then wok fried to finish. Chefs say this second step sort of toasts the shrimp with seasoning and gives that essential texture. That might explain the salt-baked translation. Anyway, the result is crisp, peppery, and deeply savory with onion and garlic. These dishes are closely related to what's called salt and pepper dishes from Cantonese cooking, and these turn up at a handful of local Chinese restaurants, too. At Royal China, for instance, the salt and pepper shrimp come out fat, thickly crusted in batter with a hash of stir-fried jalapeno, garlic, and green onions. Seasonings differ between the Chinese and Vietnamese renditions, and the coating, texture, and crunch vary from kitchen to kitchen. At Nine Roses, another Vietnamese restaurant in Gretna, the same dish is dubbed Sichuan pepper shrimp. It's one of the more distinctive versions going, with a very light coating barely clinging to the shrimp, brown bits of garlic generously piled over the top, and a tangle of mild, citrusy green herbs underneath. Follow the trail for this dish to China Rose in Fat City, and you'll find them on the special Chinese menu. If they don't hand you one when you walk in, ask for it. The shrimp here are served shell-on. Now, eating shrimp in the shell may not be to everyone's taste, but when properly cooked in the style of salt and pepper or salt-baked or whatever, the thin shell gives the satisfying crunch of a chip and a deep flavor. Little Chinatown in Kenner applies the method not just to shrimp, but to oysters, soft-shell crab, even alligator, depending on the season and the market. Back at Kim Sun, another seasonal salt-baked dish is an elaborate preparation of blue crabs, a buttery, divinely garlicky mess, hacked into quarters, cooked in their shells. These crabs aren't batter-fried like most salt-baked dishes, so that adds yet another wrinkle to the menu name game. But in a city where barbecue shrimp is widely accepted as a dish with nothing to do with barbecue, semantics should not keep anyone from decoding this pleasure. You can get my picks for this different sort of fried seafood at wwno.org.